Malachi chapter number 3 and verse number 13. Malachi chapter 3 and verse number 13. Your words have been stout against me, saith the Lord. Yet ye say, what have we spoken so much against thee? So kung tagalugin natin ang Bible, ang sabi ng Bible, ang iyong mga salita ay naging marahas laban sa akin, sabi ng Panginoon. Gayon may inyong sinabi, paano kami nagsalita ng laban sa iyo? Well, nasa isip at labi ng mga tao sa kapanahunan ni Malakay, ganito. Walang silbi ang paglilingkod sa Diyos. Now, it was in the lips and the hearts of the people of Malachi's day, this one thought, this one idea, that it doesn't pay to serve God. Serving God is a waste of time. Tingnan na o masdan natin ang sabi dito, ika nga, yung mga palalo, mapalad. Tingnan mo yung mga palalo, wala silang takot sa Diyos, pero tila parang sila mapalad. Yung mga gumagawa ng kasamaan, umuunlad sila. So hinamon o tinutukso nila ang Diyos, pero sila pa rin nakakagawa ng mali at nakakatakas tila sa hatol ng Diyos. They would say something to this effect, look at the wicked. They prosper. Look at those who do wrong. It's as if they're being blessed. They're progressing. There's nothing, no judgment upon them. They tempt God by saying, wherein, what have we spoken so much against thee? So walang katarungan sa mundong ito. Kaya sige, okay na. Gumawa tayo ng mali at wag na lang tayong umasa sa Diyos. Yun ang nasa isip ng mga tao dito sa Malakay. In a way, they were thinking this. They were saying, there's no justice in this world. So let's go ahead and just do wrong and let's just do what we want to do and let's no longer trust in the Lord. I mean, God, you know, He'll help us when He gets there, but I don't think we can trust in Him all the way. We need to do our own thing. Ito ay ang panghuling dialogue nila kay Jehovah. This is the last dialogue between Jehovah and the people. Kailan namin nilapastangan ang kasunduan ng aming mga ninuno, ang tanong nila. Saan ba kami dapat manumbalik sa iyo, ang tanong nila. Paano ka namin ninanakawan, ang tanong nila. At ngayon, ang huling tanong, paano kami nagsalita ng laban sa iyo? They asked several questions. God said, I loved you. And they say, wherein have you loved us? God said, you need to honor the covenant of your fathers. And they said, where did we break the covenant of our fathers? God said, you need to return to me. And they said, wherein shall we return to you? We never left you. Why should we return to you? They were so blind to their spiritual condition. God was saying, you robbed me. And they said, wherein have we robbed thee? They don't know. I believe they knew that they robbed God. They're just making excuses. At ngayon and here in the last and final dialogue, God is saying, you spoke against me. And they said, wherein have we spoken against you? Alam mo ba, mas mabuti sa marami na nagsasabing sila ay Kristiyano, na huwag na lang dumalo sa simbahan sapagkat ang puso nila ay wala naman doon. Hindi naman sila pagpapalain ng Diyos dahil dumadalo sa simbahan. Wala silang nakukuha sa salita ng Diyos. Kaya mas mabuti talaga mag-birthday na lang o mag-party na lang o mag-karate na lang. There are people who come to church and get nothing out of church. And it is better for people to stay out of church than to come to church and waste their time and not get anything out of the Word of God. There are people they would rather have a party. They would rather go to work or job, or I don't know. Maybe they would rather have an appointment than go to church. And so they really, though some people go to church, but they don't get anything out of the Word of God. It doesn't speak to them. God is not there, and God cannot bless them. So instead of coming to church, it's best if they would stay out of church. Now, if you're here, I'm glad you're here, okay? I don't want anybody not to go to church. The answer is give God your heart. Surrender your heart to the Lord. Because when you give God your heart, then God can speak to you and God can deal with you, and then God will show you and God will open your eyes, and you'll gain something from the Word of God. It's not going to be brass heavens, and that you can't get an answer to your prayers and God can't guide and lead and show you. No, turn your heart over to God. Stop fighting God. Tigilin na natin ang paglaban sa Diyos. Hindi naman tayo mananalo pagkalaban natin ang Diyos. We will never win against God anyway. So rather than fighting God, we must learn to surrender to God. Yield ourselves to God. So first of all, I want you to see the problem is not God. The problem is self. Una sa lahat, ang problema nila ay hindi ang Diyos. Ang problema nila ay ang kanilang sarili. Ang problema ng pagsasamba na walang kabuluhan. That's the problem. Worship without meaning. People come to worship, but it doesn't mean anything. The songs, they don't sing feelingfully. They don't sing with heart. They sing maybe with the voice, but it doesn't register in the heart. Hindi naman iniisip ang salita. The problem is worshiping without truth. Yung sumasamba na walang katotohanan. Maybe you're good in church, but you're bad at home. That's a problem.
Right.
Okay? The false worship, ito ang hitsura ng modernong mga simbahan. Pakitang tao lamang, pansamantalang kaligayahan, pero walang kabanalan. This is the problem of churches today. Listen carefully. There's worship, but there's no holiness. No holiness. That is a big problem. Some way, somehow, ang pumasok sa mga churches ngayon, entertainment. Yun ang pumasok ngayon sa mga churches, kaya mayroong mga praise team. May mga pasayaw-sayaw. There's dancing and there's praise teams and there's CCM music of the world. Yung makamundong musika. Bakit? Kasi yung namang music ng hymns natin na nakakaantok. Okay? That's what I'm talking about. Worship without meaning, worship without truth, worship without holiness. Sa iglesia o sa simbahan, wala nang pinakadakila pa maliban kay Jesucristo. There is only one person in the church that we should all be concerned about, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. What does Jesus Christ think about us? Wala na tayong iba pang mensahe kundi si Jesucristo. At siya na ipinako sa krus ng Kalbaryo. We have no other message to proclaim except to proclaim Jesus Christ and Him crucified. We have no other message. This is the message. When I get done preaching here, I'm going to point you to Jesus Christ. Why? There is no other person in the church that's more important than Jesus Christ. What does Jesus think of me? Do I have His approval in my life? Kumusta kaya ang kalagayan ko kay Jesucristo? Ang ngiti ng Panginoon ay nasa buhay ko ba yon? Baka ang ngiti na lang ng pastor. Maybe I just have the smile of the pastor. You see how shallow that is. How superficial that is. It's really meaningless. More important than the smile of a pastor is the smile of the Savior. Okay? Ang tunay at buhay na pagsamba sa Diyos. Paano yon? Ito yon. Now, God said, your words have been stout against me. You know, God is interested in our worshiping Him. God wants us to worship Him. Interesado po ang Diyos na sambahan natin siya. Paano? Sabi niya, in John chapter 4, the Bible says, the Father seeketh such as to worship Him. God wants us to seek Him, to worship Him. So that when we come to church, it's not just who's here and who's not here. No, we ought to come to church and say, I need the Lord. I know the Lord is here. And I need Him to heal me in my spirit, or to heal me in my body maybe, or to heal me in my infirmity. I need God's blessing upon my life. I'm here to give God my service to Him. I'm here to serve the Lord. I'm looking for Jesus. That's the worship that God's looking for. He's looking for, He says, the Father seeketh such as to worship me. And it says, God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Oh, kaya walang flesh. It's not flesh. Worship is not demonstrative worship. Dance music and CCM, that's fleshly, that's carnality, and that's why we don't have it here. Flesh yon. The worship of God is spirit. Anong ibig sabihin ng spirit? Walang laman. Kaya kapag nananalangin tayo, nakayuko, nakapikit, hindi kumikilos ang laman, kasi ginagamit natin para kausapin ng Diyos ay yung spirit natin. We communicate to God in spirit. That's why our flesh is under control. We bow our heads, we close our eyes, we don't move, we don't talk. Why? Because we're communing with God in the Spirit. It's a spirit worship, not demonstrative worship. Okay? So God says to worship Him in the Spirit and in the truth. So, yung contents ng pagsamba. If God were to give us a package, you like getting packages? Mahilig kayo na magkaroon ng package? When you see a package, you're excited. You open that package and you find out what's in that package. Well, God gave us a package called worship, and He wants us to open that package and find out what's in there. Oh, there's a spirit and truth. There's spirit and truth. Let me ask you a question. How is your spirit? How is your spirit? If you're not saved, you don't have, your spirit is dead. Huh? Patay ang spirit ko pag wala pang Jesucristo sa aking buhay? Yes. Go over to Ephesians chapter 2. Let's look at Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse number 1. Anong page yan? 652. And you, Ephesians chapter 2 verse 1, and you hath He quickened. Ibig sabihin ng quickened, binuhay na maguli. At kayo na binuhay na maguli. Ibig sabihin, patay kayo kung bubuhayin kayo uli. That means you were dead. Okay? And you hath He quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. Yung pala, your spirit is dead in trespasses and sin. Dead. You know what dead means? Ano ibig sabihin ng patay? Pag patay ang patay, hindi mo pwedeng kausapin ng patay. Kasi nga, patay nga, dead. Okay? Ganun po ang kondisyon ng taong hindi ligtas. Patay siya sa espiritu. Wala siyang pamamaraan kung paano kausapin ng Diyos. Kaya ang Diyos ay wala sa kanyang isip, wala sa kanyang puso. Hindi niya alam kung ano ang halaga ng pananampalataya sa Diyos? Patay siya. Dead. Dead.
Where in times past, you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air.
Hindi mo pala alam, nakukontrol ka pala ng demonyo.
You are under, an unsaved person is under the power of the devil. The spirit that now worketh, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. There is a spirit, but it's not God's spirit. You see, God's, when He saved you,
binuhay ka na maguli sa Espiritu. Nung tinanggap mo si Jesus Christ,
the Spirit within you was quickened, the Bible says, made alive. And now you can pray, and now you can sing, and now you can serve the Lord. Why? Because of salvation, your spirit is made alive, and now you can worship God. So, I'm telling you, there's a lot of people worshiping God who are dead in spirit. Dead. Why? They don't know for sure if they're saved. You ask them, how do you know you're saved? Oh, I'm saved because I'm such a good person. Okay, that's someone who's not saved.
Right.
All right? The spirit is dead. Walang buhay sa kanyang spirito. Now, you cannot, how is your spirit? Some, your spirit is dead. Some, hindi mo alam ang spirit mo. Yung pangloob na gawi, yung likas na hilig, yung kagustuhan ng puso, hindi mo alam.
Look at Luke chapter 9, verse 55. Look over at Luke chapter 9 and verse 55. This is a very interesting passage of scripture where Jesus Christ asked his disciples a very important question. Now these are disciples, these are saved people, okay? Ito mga Kristiyano ito. Luke chapter 9, verse 55. James and John were upset. They were angry and they wanted to burn down Samaria. They want to burn down an entire city. Lord, just destroy the city. Send fire down. Sabi ni James at saka ni John. Mainit ang ulo nila.
But they had high blood pressure. I mean, they were upset. They wanted to kill, steal, and destroy. They were being devilish. Now, they're Christians. But they listened to the scriptures here in Luke 9:55. But he turned, see Jesus Christ. He turned, tinignan niya sila, and rebuked them, pinagsalitaan ng Diyos sila, and said, ye know not what manner of spirit ye are of.
Oh, hindi mo pala alam kung anong klaseng ugali ang nasa sa iyong espiritu ngayon. Bakit? Kasi ang sa loobin nila, gusto nilang sunugin ang buong bayan kasi ayaw nilang sumunod kay Jesucristo. Now, that is a wrong spirit. And Jesus rebuked the wrong spirit. So, God is interested in our spirit. Look over in Psalm 51, verse number 6. Psalm 51 and verse number 6. I want to ask you a question. How is your spirit today? I'm not saying how is your body. Maybe you're tired. I don't know. You know, you could be wore out, tired. But I'm not interested about your physical body. I'm interested about your spirit. How is your spirit doing? Look at Psalm 51, verse number 6. Psalm 51, verse number 6. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts. Yun ang gusto ng Panginoon. Spirit and truth. In the inward parts, and in the hidden part, thou shalt make me know wisdom.
Katotohanan sa puso ang gusto ng Panginoon. Kumusta naman ang kondisyon ng iyong puso?
How is the condition of your heart? Okay, maybe in the body, your condition is healthy, sickly. 100% healthy, 90% healthy, sickly.
Nako, yung talagang malala na, yung hindi na makaalabas sa bahay.
Very sick, okay? That's the body. I'm not worried about the body. I'm asking about the heart. How is your spirit?
Kumusta yung pangloob?
Are you right with God? That's the question. That's the question. True worship is worshiping Him in spirit
And in truth. And in truth. So tila ang mga sumasamba ng mali ay walang masamang mga nangyayari sa kanila. Tila ang mga palalo ay mapalad. Nilalapastangan nila ang Diyos pero wala naman nangyayari sa kanila. It's possible for people to be wrong and appear to be successful and appear that as if there's no justice in this world and God's not judging them. Look at the evil people. They're happy. They got a family and they're doing okay, but they're not following the Lord. It's easy to look at them with envy where we should be looking at them with pity. The truth is, so kumbinsido ako na gaya ng mga propeta ng lumang tipan, kung makita lang natin ang parating na hatol ng Diyos sa mundong ito, tsak na sisigaw at iiyak tayo para lamang sa awa ng Diyos sa mga walang takot sa Diyos. The truth is, if we only see the judgment of God the way the Old Testament prophets saw the judgment of God, we would not be jealous and envious of the wicked. If we could just understand the coming judgment of God upon the sinner, we would weep for them. We would feel sorry for them because we know that God's judgment is coming. Parating na po ang hatol ng Diyos. So ang pasensya ng Diyos ay sadyang mabagal. Pero kapag bumagsak itong pasensya ng Diyos, pag bumagsak ang kamay ng paghahatol ng Diyos, ito ay marahas at walang makakapigil nito. So yes, the judgment of God is slow and deliberate. But when the judgment of God comes, nothing could stay the hand of God's judgment. We need a renewal of reading Malachi and understanding this truth. They said, it is vain to serve God. Do you think it's vain to serve God? Sabi nila, walang silbi ang paglilingkod sa Panginoon. Tanong, naniniwala ba kayo walang silbi ang paglilingkod sa Panginoon? Do you believe it is vain to serve God? No, I don't think you do because you wouldn't be here. You wouldn't be here. They said, what profit is it that we have kept his ordinance? Ano naman yung ordinance ng Panginoon? Let me ask you a question. What are the two ordinances in the New Testament? Baptism and Lord's Supper. Now, is it worth keeping baptism and Lord's Supper? Should we do that? No, some people say, you know what? What profit is it that we have kept his ordinance? Is there a benefit to that? Oh, naniniwala kayo na walang benefit ba yon? Katulad nila, naniniwala ba kayo sa salita ng nila? No, that's what backsliders think about the ordinance of God. That's why they don't respect the ordinance of God. They're backslidden. Now, let's see. What have we walked mournfully before the Lord of hosts? And now we call the proud happy. Happy! Maligaya ba ang hindi paglilingkod sa Panginoon? Now, merong konting kaligayahan. Pero at tandaan nyo, ang kaligayahan ng kasalanan ay pansamantala lamang, pero ang kabayaran nito ay magpakailanman. The happiness of sin is only for a season. But the payment for sin is not worth it. Yea, they that work wickedness are set up. Look at them. They set themselves up. They're doing okay. But they're wicked. And they've tempted. They that tempt God are even delivered. Ugh. God doesn't judge them. No. Kaya nga sinulat ito ni Malakay, sasabihin ng Panginoon, darating na ang Messiah, darating na ang paghatol ng Diyos. Now, we know the Messiah came. His name is Jesus Christ. And He's here now as our Savior. He's offering everyone salvation. If they would look to the Lamb of God, if they would see Him as the Lamb of God, And they would call upon His name, they would repent and believe upon Him, and receive Him into their heart. He becomes their Savior. Jesus came. I'm here to tell you, like Malachi, Jesus is coming back.
Babalik din ang Panginoon. Kung dumating siya ng umpisa, babalik din po siya.
He's coming back. That's the message of Malachi. He's coming back. And when He comes back, He will be coming back as a judge. Oh yes. Yes, He's a Savior. He'll always be a Savior. But His main office is no longer a lamb. He is coming back as a lion. And He will rip up every rebel. Rip up every sinner. God will judge. And the judgment hand of God will be upon us. How is your spirit tonight? I believe with all my heart, these words should never come out of our mouths. As a Christian, we should never say that, oh, the ordinance of God is nothing. The serving of God is nothing. All of this means nothing. Now, if you really feel that way, this is not the church for you. Okay? The wrong church. Maghanap na lang kayo ng magandang church na maayos na makamundo. Okay? We want to be a strong church. That will give honor and blessing to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I want to present this work as a spotless bride. That's the New Testament goal. And by the help of God, we will present ourselves before the Lord as a spotless bride. And ready for the wedding day. Ready for the marriage supper of the Lamb. Now, ano yung marriage supper of the Lamb? We'll learn about that in Sunday school after New Testament survey. The next thing is eschatology, the study of the end times. I got that on the docket, had that on the docket from way back. And I'm excited because a lot of Christians don't know what the marriage supper of the Lamb is. They don't know when it's going to take place. They don't know where it's going to take place. They don't know who's involved in that, for starters. But we're going to learn all about that. Would you bow your heads and close your eyes? Your words have been stout against me, saith the Lord. Yet ye say, where have we spoken much against thee? Oh, I pray that's not our attitude. I pray we say, search me, O God. Know my thoughts. Let me ask you a question. Is there somebody who would say, Pastor, pray for me. I need to receive Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I've never asked Him to save me. I don't know for sure if I'm saved. If I died, I'm not sure that heaven's my home. Hindi ako sigurado.